Hello everybody, this is Iron Eagle Mike back again with the latest podcast episode for I Am Enough, Healing Your Broken Body. And today we're going to talk about something really special, near and dear to my heart since it saved me. And we're going to talk about reversing type 2 diabetes, part 1. A lot of people think that diabetes is a disease that can just be managed by drugs, medication, since that is the common paradigm that's going on right now based on Western medicine. And a lot of people are not properly educated and are properly explained by their physicians as to the severity of what type 2 diabetes really does. So let me begin by saying that I was one of those people. You know, when I got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, back in 2004, 2005, it was a rapid descent in my health, meaning that I used to be healthy, but when I really fell off the wagon, the onset of type 2 diabetes was very quick, and I was in denial from a mental and emotional standpoint, and physically, it just started breaking me down inside. So I gained over 100 plus pounds, that's almost 300 pounds. I put on a lot of medications by my doctor. And even though I was like, you know, I had knowledge about fitness, nutrition, all that, I didn't really ask a lot of questions from the doctor at that time. So that's part of the responsibility we should also have. It's like we need to ask the questions. Because I trusted my doctors at that time. I trusted that, okay, you know, the medications were safe to take and that it would help me. But after, you know, when I look back at hindsight now, it really wasn't helping me anywhere. It was actually making things worse, you know, because the, you know, diabetes medications were adding more and more medications to counter different side effects of the other medications. You know, aside from, you know, for like for the blood sugar, you know, hypertension, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, water retention, bloating, and yada, yada, yada. So for those who know of people who have type 2 diabetes or are pre-diabetic, you understand what I'm talking about. But thankfully, I healed myself. I created my own program back in 2011, and I lost over 107 pounds and reversed my type 2 diabetes, been off my medications. You know, I'm now a certified fitness trainer, you know, health coach, specialized in weight loss and managing type 2 diabetes and autoimmune diseases. True nutrition, lifestyle change, and exercise. For those of you who are tuning in today, I don't want to overload you with a lot of information to get the get-go. That's why this is just part one of this discussion. So let's dive in. Okay, let's understand first what type 2 diabetes is. That means it's insulin resistance. And what that means is the body isn't able to, like when the pancreas produces insulin, like whenever we eat food, the pancreas will produce and release insulin so that we can use that's energy. The food will be converted and used as energy. But the problem is when we become insulin resistant is that the insulin is not used. It basically, like our body is not able to convert the glucose and use it up as energy. So what happens is it's instead becomes stored as fat. And here's the thing you need to understand about type 2 diabetes is that it's not just the sugar that you need to watch out for, it's also the fat. Because the reason why our cells become insulin resistant is that think of, you know, your body, and it's got, you know, every cell has a membrane. And in a type 2 diabetic, what that means is there's a layer of fat that covers it. So that prevents the insulin from entering the cell so that it can use the glucose for energy. So the cell can use glucose for energy. So what's happening is like you got all this insulin swirling around in the body that can't be used because there's so much fat covering the cells. So that's why I'm saying that it's important that you understand it's not just the sugar you need to be aware of, it's also the fat intake that you need to be aware of, and also the protein intake. Overall, everything, anything in excess that the body cannot use gets converted into fat, and that gets stored in the liver, it gets stored in the fat cells. Our body, you know, is meant, you know, from survival to store fat, because, you know, we still haven't really changed much from our caveman days where we, we didn't know when our next meal was coming from, you know, compared to now. So the difference is now this is a lifestyle disease, because back then we were more active. You would eat, like we would forage. You would eat food when we could find food, when we could gather food or hunt for food. But nowadays, food is everywhere. You know, we have easy access to it. So that's the problem right now. Now, the statistics show that there's at least, 30 million, 35 million diagnosed type 2 diabetics, and at least 80 million that are pre-diabetic. But when you look at the obesity and overweight statistics, you know, over 60% of the American population is overweight and obese. So, there you see the problem. But the problem, too, that compounds it is that people are programmed, been programmed by Big Pharma and the doctors that, hey, you just need to take this medication. You know, we can't cure the disease, but we can control your blood sugar, you know, which is a lot of crock, right? What the doctor should be focusing on is prevention and actually helping their patients really be actively changing their lifestyle. Because type 2 diabetes is the number one cause of heart disease, like the offshoot. Like people think, okay, well, it's kidney failure, you're going to lose a limb, you're going to go blind. Okay, that's part of that, of type 2 diabetes. But the greatest thing is the damage that is being done by the excess blood sugar is that it damages the heart. Because you got high blood sugar and think of the high sugar as these shards of glass, you know, like that are just nicking the walls of our arteries and the heart. You know, nick, you know, like cuttings. You know, like little cuts, like paper cuts. But over time, these paper cuts add up. And that you know, like our heart never stops beating, because otherwise we'd be dead. But it can only heal itself to a certain period of time, because when you have too much blood sugar, it affects your healing factor as well. So you really need to understand that your diabetes is actually rotting you from inside. So the moment you accept that, you know, and really, really focus on making that change, then you can reverse type 2 diabetes. You know, I've been off medication for over 7 years now. My weight's still the same. I actually have more lean body mass. You know, I used to be 300 pounds. I'm 195 pounds with 14%, 15% body fat compared to 42% body fat. You know, all my markers are perfect. You know, my blood glucose is averaging about 72. My A1C is anywhere from 4.9 to 5.2 off medication. And I still eat, you know, a lot of my favorite foods, but except for certain foods that I was, that allergy testing showed that I was sensitive to. So I made a conscious choice. So really reversing type 2 diabetes is a choice. A choice to reverse it is a choice that comes from you. Okay, sure, the doctors have a responsibility, but you have a responsibility to also make that change. Right, and it's not going to take a long time actually to reverse it. In a short, you know, you can actually reverse this condition in 90 days or less when you make the necessary tweaks and changes. And we're going to discuss that further later on in the next episode. But right now, I'm just giving you guys and gals a primer on what the type 2 diabetes does. So it's rotting you from inside slowly, and it's never going to stop if you don't make the lifestyle changes. So let's make this change. I'm here to help you guys. Okay, in this next segment, I'm going to talk about starting off with the physical aspect and the changes that you would like to adapt, you know, from a diet standpoint, nutrition standpoint, because the mental transformation begins with the body. And, you know, I've always emphasized that. Right, you want to train your mind as well by helping your body become stronger. So when your body becomes stronger, the mind-body connection becomes stronger. much, much stronger. So that can help you make the permanent changes. But you have to make that commitment. You have to make that commitment. It's your responsibility. You cannot let others be responsible for your own health. It's unfair and it's unselfish. It's selfish. All right. And you can make this change. You can make yourself healthier and happier without the medication. And it's important to believe that you can do that. All right. So are you ready to start? Okay. Let's tune in to the next segment here and I'll be right back. All right. Back again. Thanks for hanging in there, and let's dive deep into how we can get this type 2 diabetes dilemma resolved. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm living proof of that it can be done, and there's lots of other people that I know and that don't even know that have reversed type 2 diabetes in many different ways. And it all starts with the power of food. Okay. The problem with the food supply that we have right now is that we're heavy into sugar, heavy into processed foods, heavy into artificial crap and all that. And that's what's throwing everything haywire inside of us. You know, sugar is everywhere, hidden sugars, too much carbs, and just a lot of junk, really. So admit it to yourself, right? Like, you know, making this paradigm shift will require discipline, will require adaptability, and also accountability. And that's the thing, is you have to take responsibility for your own health, for yourself. It's your body, it's your life. Alright? It is reversible, it is maintainable, and it does not have to be a pain all the time. So let's start off with fixing the nutrition. Hey, are you ready? I'm going to ask you these questions many times over, because a lot of times people say they're ready, but they wished they were ready because they're just half-heartedly saying it. Or they've been programmed by society and their doctors saying, okay, that this is not a serious disease. So I'll just take medication. I'll cut the drugs and everything will be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. You're going to rot inside. A horrible, rotting disease. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because I went through that. It almost killed me, right? It heavily scarred my liver, damaged my kidneys, damaged my gut, and I almost lost my life. So I'm living proof, and I'm saying that you can do it, but it's going to take some heavy lifting. So let's start off with the food. Okay, now, by the way, I did write a book, covering my story. You know, I Am Enough, Healing a Broken Body. And that documents this journey that I'm sharing you about how I lost over 107 pounds, reversed type 2 diabetes. So go check it out on Amazon. But I'm giving you guys an updated tip right now. This is 2018. So there's a lot of things that I'm able to share now, because here's one thing about losing weight and reversing type 2 diabetes. It's another matter about making it permanent, and keeping that lifestyle going and being on the right track all the time. And I'm going to tell you that you can do it. You're not going to be another statistic that just, like the Biggest Loser contestants that lose the weight and then, like a year later, 2 years later, they're back to their old self or worse. I don't want you to share that, to happen to that to you. I want you to live a life that's healthy and happy and fulfilling, wherein you can fulfill your true purpose and greatness in life. But diabetes robs you of that. So let's dive into the nutrition. Ask yourself, like the food that you eat, that you consume, you mindlessly just open the fridge and you just consume stuff from a box, stuff from a package, and you don't hardly check the labels. Or if you do, have no clue. Well, let's start off by keeping this simple. When you buy food,
you want it to be as fresh as possible, unprocessed. Okay, so instead of going to the center of the aisle when you go to your grocery, go to the sides. Go focus on adding more organic fruits and vegetables to your diet. Now, you're probably thinking, it's like, hey, he's going to tell us not to eat carbs, you know, to avoid this, you know, cut down on this. Yes, there is going to be some tweaks and adjustments. But what I'm going to try and help you with is helping stabilize your blood sugar and make you feel great, so that you can make that decision for yourself on what you're going to cut, you know, start cutting out, on what you're going to start shifting over to. It's at the, adding, so you're pre-programming your mindset that you're adding more good stuff. Because you're already eating it anyway, because the more good stuff you add, you know, on and on and on, you know, on a weekly basis or a daily basis, you start feeling so much better that you keep eating that, and then you crowd out all the bad stuff. That's how I would, you know, recommend approaching that. Because for one, you eat a lot of calorie dense food. So calorie dense meaning that it's got a lot of calories, but it's lacking in nutrition. So your body's not getting enough vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, you know, and all these other beneficial nutrients that come in real food. And we're going to dive later about also the vibration and frequency of food. But I already talked about that in a previous episode with my special guest, Rod Anilia. So check that out. It's about, you know, elevating your frequency through food. But let's go back to the nitty-gritty. I want you to start adding more vegetables. If you're not, okay, and I'm not talking about French fries, okay? I'm not talking about fried, deep-fried food. I'm talking about adding more greens to your diet. You know, like you've probably heard of kale, you've probably heard of spinach, you got broccoli. Like, add this because it's nutrient dense. Okay, so you're gonna start filling up your belly, your body with nutrient dense foods that your body can use and absorb and help you make you feel great. Okay, so I want you to start looking at that and make a checklist of what you want to add. Then start looking at your pantry as well. Okay, now there's just going to be a paradigm shift. Look at your pantry. Anything that's in a box, that's processed, that's high sodium, that's got high fructose corn syrup, that's got hydrogenated trans fats, that one, I'm telling you to get rid of it. Because that is what is killing you slowly from the inside. All right, so start reading those labels. Look at the label and say, the first thing that you see, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, that one has to be eliminated and can be substituted, which we're going to talk about later on. But you have to make that change because you're going to add in something better. Okay? So you want to add into your pantry cabinet, you know, whole, pure spices. Spices that enhance the flavor of your food. There's so many out there right now. And I'm not talking about the commercial brands like the McCormick's and all that. I want you to start adding to your pantry garlic, ginger, turmeric, Himalayan pink salt, you know, organic ground black pepper, cumin, oregano, thyme, rosemary. Alright? Start putting in these. And you can start experimenting with your meals, you know, just adding it on. And when you go to the grocery, you know, here's a, you know, easy to follow checklist. You want to load up on the broccoli, you want to load up on the kale, you want to load up on the spinach, you want to load up on asparagus, you know, for detox purposes. You know, you want to go for the beets. Okay, lettuce is good. Okay, you know, like when you guys think of a diet, you know, like all you guys think first is lettuce. But no, we're going to introduce more that you can go to the produce section and make a nice healthy meal out of it. Okay, get some, you know, bell peppers, you know, whether red, green, yellow, orange, you know, orange bell peppers. You know, get some Brussels sprouts, get some bananas, get some apples, get some nuts like walnuts, almonds, pistachios. Yeah, we're going to start putting good stuff in you. Because think of it. If you have 90 days to change your life for the better, wouldn't you want to do it and live a healthier lifestyle? But I'm telling you, you do this now, it will help you so much more down the road. And you can reverse it and you can, you know, kiss your doctor goodbye, say thank you, hasta la vista, baby. No more drugs for me. I'm drug free. I'm healthy. Isn't that what you'd like to do? All right, so don't fall into that same, you know, like rabbit hole we're in. Like you're just like everybody else that just doesn't believe they have the willpower. Now I'm gonna train you to have that willpower, and it starts with the food. Okay, start experimenting with the spices, like I told you, earlier. You know, buy these veggies, buy these fruits. If you find it hard to buy for the fresh produce, the frozen section you can buy, and it's sometimes even cheaper. You can buy organic fruits and vegetables from the frozen section. You know, frozen strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, frozen bananas, mangoes, peaches, you know, the acai, the pineapple, right? You got frozen cauliflower, broccoli, green beans, you know, carrots. You know, like stuff that will fill up your belly with a lot of fiber, because fiber helps in, you know, regulating the blood sugar. All right, so start buying that kind of stuff in the grocery we're in. When you read the label, if it's carrots, it should only say carrots. If it's potatoes, it's only going to say potatoes. If it's tomatoes, it's only going to be tomatoes. You know, if you say anything other than what the food is, don't buy it. Simple as that. Right? If it's something you can't pronounce, can't even recognize, don't buy it, because it's full of shit. Right? You know, don't be deceived by the fancy packaging or the, you know, like the enticements, like, you know, like this is healthy for you and all that. No. When you read a label, right? When I buy something nowadays, you know, I read the label. I'm a label reader because I don't trust the companies that I used to trust, because they are just in there for the profits, right? They put in genetically modified crap, artificial dyes, colorings, sweeteners, and flavorings to cut corners so that they can maximize the profit, right? It doesn't make sense why healthy food has to be more expensive than the cheap food, because the cheap food that they're selling you is dead food, and that's the reason why you're fat, sick, and nearly dead. So get this in your mind, you know, read the labels. Now I'm gonna say, oh Mike, are you gonna tell me to become a vegan now, you know, cut down on meat? I'm not telling you anything. I'm just saying add more of these fruits and vegetables. Now, if you are going to buy meat, if you're going to buy like beef, chicken, turkey, you know, pork, you know, fish, for beef, you want to make sure it's organic and grass-fed. Okay, you say, oh, well, it's expensive. Well, that's just an excuse. I'm able to buy my occasional treat of beef steak from a place like Grocery Outlet, Aldi, Trader Joe's. It's there. You know, and I don't have to pay an exorbitant price for it. Just make sure it's organic, grass-fed. Same thing goes for, you know, like organic, grass-fed, no growth hormones, no antibiotics. Right? We've been deceived by the same farmers and agricultural producers that what they used to give us was shit. Now they're saying, oh, my bad. You know, now our meat doesn't have any of this, so it's healthier for us to buy. Okay, well, calling you out on your crap. So the American consumer is making that conscious decision to buy healthier food, because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, fat, sick, and nearly dead, right? Aren't you? And you're seeing that paradigm shift. You know, when you go to a grocery now, you know, like your regular grocery is carrying organic stuff that it never used to do. You're gonna see more and more of that. You know, there's more plant-based options. But okay, let's go back. Okay, beef, organic, grass-fed. Chicken and turkey and pork, no growth hormones, no antibiotics. If you're going to buy eggs, make sure they're free-range pasture, you know, eggs. You know, like free-run. You know, there's no chickens in cages. It's going to be a little bit more expensive, but I'm telling you now, you don't need to eat a lot more than you used to, right? When you taste the difference in flavor, and the nutrition that you get from these clean foods, you're never gonna go back to the crap that you used to eat. Hey, if you're gonna buy fish, make sure it's wild caught. Now, there's gonna be some concerns about mercury and heavy metals and all that, so I don't eat a lot of the big fish, you know, like, and especially I avoid farm salmon because of all the toxic stuff that they feed, you know, they put in the feed. So it's a lot to digest, I know, you know, let's start off here. And the other tip is buy a lot of lemons, because you're gonna be making a lot of lemon water. You're gonna be buying organic apple cider vinegar by Bragg's. You know, you're gonna be gonna share you in the next podcast episode what you can do with that. But lemon water is my natural detox, beverage, right? I'm sure you guys are probably complaining, you know, what about diet soda? What about juice? You know, they say it's good. No, it's not. Whether you buy juice or soda, it's the sugar count that's in there. You know, like an 8-ounce glass. I'd stop drinking orange juice. I'd stop drinking apple juice. You know, all this sweetened stuff is just bad for you. Now, I will on occasion make my natural juicing, you know, smoothies, you know, using whole apples, using dates, using, fruits. But that's good because it's naturally occurring and it's something that the body recognizes and can easily utilize. You following me? And in water, you want to make sure that you drink water from glass or stainless steel bottles. And the reason why is a lot of the plastics out there contain BPA, and that leaches xenoestrogens into your body. Okay, so if you're wondering what's making you fat, it's not just the food, it's the chemicals. It's the xenoestrogens from the canned foods, from the plastics. So if you're buying bottled water, right, make sure it's not BPA or it's BPA free. I use a glass and steel, stainless steel, BPA free container for the last several years now. I just drink pure water, add lemon, add a slice of lemon to it, and I'm good to go. So these simple tweaks, it may seem like not as simple as it is right now, but if you are serious about making a big difference in your health just by doing these alone, it's the nutrition, right? You cannot outrun a bad lifestyle, right? You may be working out at the gym a lot, but if you're, keep eating the McDonald's all the time, if you keep eating the junk food all the time, it's gonna catch up to you. Now, I'm not saying that, okay, well, Mike, like you're saying, well, you're not gonna cut down on anything, well, you're telling me to avoid this. Look, just add, like, if you're gonna go to McDonald's, okay, get a salad and have the dressing on the side, right? Don't douse your salad with dressing, because the dressing itself is actually way more calories than normal. Start making, just the consciousness is add more greens and, green vegetables, fruits, nuts, and fiber. That's where we start. We introduce that to you. All right? Try going on meatless Mondays. All right? Learn and add new variety of flavors, a variety of textures, colors to your food. Because as much as you hate to admit it, we've all been programmed. You've all been programmed that this is what you should eat. This is the way life should be. The government, the companies, society has made the decision that this is the way you should eat. This is the way you should look. You've been all unconsciously programmed into that, right? So if you're, really taking claim of your own health and happiness, you start off now and saying, like, I am standing up for myself. I am taking responsibility for me. I am doing this for me, and I am enough. I am more than enough. And I deserve to feel happy. I deserve to feel great. I deserve to be healthy and feel healthy. Okay? So this is it for today. Keep listening, going back to this. And if you like this, this episode and future episodes, you have an opportunity to support me financially, you know, by making a donation, whatever you feel, if this has been of benefit to you. I'm going to start you off slow on this because there's going to be a lot of things we're going to be talking about when it comes to reversing type 2 diabetes. You can buy my book, like I said, on Amazon, I Am Enough, Healing Your Broken Body, and it outlines my own personal story and journey using diet, nutrition, supplements, and exercise, and spiritual transformation. All right, I love you all. Let's reconnect again in the next episode, and we're going to dive even further deeper into the rabbit hole about supplements, about food substitutions, and about exercise. Okay, I love you all. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.